Steps are being taken to extend a moratorium on new pawn shops in the largest city in western Massachusetts. Springfield City Councilor Justin Hurst, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, plans to recommend to the full council in January that it vote to extend for 3 years a ban on licensing new pawn shops and secondhand stores. The current moratorium expires on June 30th, 2019.
And my hope is that now we will extend it to 2022.
The impetus for the pawn shop moratorium, which was first approved in 2014 and then extended by the council for 3 years in 2016, was the licensing of a casino for Springfield and the concern that it could be a magnet for businesses where people could readily turn possessions into cash. With the MGM Casino open now for less than 6 months, Hurst thinks it best to continue to limit the number of pawn stores and junk dealers that can operate in the city.
So hopefully once you have 3 years worth of data, you know, you can see whether there's an actual need for additional pawn shops. I think you would have a lot of people would argue that there's not a need and that we're already saturated.
He said he's heard no calls for ending the moratorium on new pawn shops. The Springfield Police Department endorses continuing the moratorium. The current number of pawn shops and junk dealers in the city, which is about 40, is manageable, according to Detective Louis Adamas of the Police Department's Major Crimes Burglary Larceny Unit.
We tend to track things that get sold to these particular establishments, and as a body, I don't think that allowing new licenses would assist us in investigating the cases that we already have going on.
Speaking at a Public Safety Committee meeting at City Hall Tuesday, the detective was asked if there has been an increase in stolen goods showing up at pawn shops since the casino opened last summer.
At this particular juncture, based on the newness of the situation and the fact that they've only been in operation for a short period of time, we can't say that there's an uptick that we can correlate that's based, based on the fact that they have opened.
In addition to banning new shops in 2014, the City Council also voted to require pawn stores to maintain electronic records, including photographs of jewelry.
It has been an effective tool for us investigatively.
The city ordinance also requires stores to hold used goods for 30 days before being put up for sale. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.